Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is called out on strikes. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio bunts towards first. Goldsberry fields the ball and throws to Gumpert covering. Safe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive towards the mound. Gumpert catches it and throws to first to double up DiMaggio. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-1 in the game. Scala hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field. Zerilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerilla. Scala goes all the way around to score. Goldsberry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michaels catches it and throws to first to double up Zerilla. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Wheeler and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheeler takes first base on ball 4. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumpert strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scala is hit by the pitch. Wheeler moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pesci hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Scala. Pesci reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pesci moves to third. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumpert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scala hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Zernial moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wheeler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0 for 3 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scala hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a pop-up into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hancock pinch hits for Floyd Baker. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock strikes out. Two outs. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.